This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, when we were created by Allah, when we came onto the earth, we didn't know how to speak and we did not have knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as I mentioned in the previous episode, an amazing thing. He says, when I took you from the wombs of your mothers, you didn't know anything. You know, in a nutshell, you didn't have knowledge and you couldn't speak. But I gave you the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing, and I gave you your hearts. So Allah wants us to use the faculty of hearing. Allah wants us to use our hearts. Allah wants us to use the faculty of seeing in order to understand His plan, in order to learn, in order to seek knowledge, in order to ask questions, and in order to look and listen, and in order to continue to seek knowledge until we find Him and we realize we have a Maker. And we're going to go back to that Maker. So no matter how much knowledge you have, if that knowledge you have has not brought you to the conclusion that you have a Maker, according to revelation, you have a problem. What is the problem? Well, you are going to go back to the Maker. And this is why Allah says, we have given you a little bit of knowledge, just a little bit. It's not more. There are certain things you would never be able to answer except with revelation. And over time, as you discover things, you will have to correct your findings until it comes into sync with what we have revealed. So that's the gift of Allah for us, where through revelation, He gives us whatever his secrets are. He tells us all about what we should be knowing in this world. So Allah Almighty has given us beautiful instructions in this revelation. There is a verse that's repeated a lot that we should be speaking about often. And when we reconnect with this particular verse, we will realize it encompasses almost the whole of our lives. What is this verse? It is verse number 90 of Surah An-Nahl, where Allah speaks about Himself. And as a result, He wants us to learn these qualities. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. It is an instruction. So He's talking about Himself. What does He instruct? Allah instructs the following. So Allah speaking about what His instruction is. Now here are qualities He wants us to learn from. He wants us to obey because He is saying, this is my instruction. The first thing He says, Al-Adl. Allah instructs justice. Allah instructs that you are just. Justice at the beginning with your Maker would ensure that you worship Him alone. No one besides He who made you deserves to be worshipped. That is the highest form of justice, is to offer worship where it is belonged only, nowhere else. But by extension, justice refers to everything else to do with what is right and wrong, what is fair and balanced, judging between people. In a matter, you need to be fair, you need to fear the Almighty, and you need to be unbiased. So Allah instructs you to be just. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. He instructs you to be kind, to be good, to be kind. So that's the second in the order. You are just, and then you are taught to be kind. Wa ita'i dhil qurba. And He wants you to give to your relatives who are in need. Ita'i dhil qurba doesn't mention the need. It just mentions giving the relatives. But what's understood is, yes, exchanging gifts may be one thing, but more importantly, when people related to you are in need and you have a little bit excess from what you need, Allah expects you to reach out to them and give. Don't be miserly. Why? Because Allah gave you what you have in the first place. He wants to see, do you give others in need? So the giving of those who are related to you would acknowledge within it the connection that you have with them that was decided by Allah. Your brother is your brother, not because you wanted him to be your brother, but because Allah Almighty chose him as a brother for you. Your sister is your sister for the same reason. Your mother or father or your uncle or aunt, they're all exactly that for the reason that Allah made them that, and you had absolutely no say in those relations. So therefore, what's important is for us to fulfill that, to be able to reach out to them. Imagine Allah's kept a love, a special type of love for those whom you are related to by blood. Parents, children, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, nephews, nieces, whatever else it may be. In terms of relatives, in most cases you find there is a connection. You would be hurt if one of them were hurt. Yes, there are exceptions to that. It doesn't happen in some cases, but in most cases, that is it. Where did this love come from? It came from Allah. That's a gift. Connect with Allah and Allah will connect you with those whom you are meant to be connected with. And yes, when it comes to justice, realize one thing. It precedes relations. That's why Allah says Allah has instructed you to be just. Then he mentions kindness after the justice, because being just itself is part of kindness. And then Allah says, then you give your relatives, which means your family members come after the justice as a part of your kindness. Then you are reaching out to your family members first before everyone else. And this doesn't mean that you don't reach out to others besides your family. You do. If someone is in a greater need than your own family members, desperate need, you may reach out to them first. But this is a general teaching to say, this is an instruction of Allah. Don't allow your relatives to suffer when you know Allah has blessed you and given you. It's not easy, but Allah wants you to share what He's given you. That is how you will achieve goodness and comfort. Many people who are struggling on earth, they don't heal. They don't heal until and unless they share what they have with those who don't have, starting with their family members. And this is why Allah Almighty speaks about good deeds in verse number 97 of Surah An-Nahl. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah says, whoever does a good deeds, male or female, and is a believer, we will grant them a good life to begin with. We will grant them a life that will be amazing. So everyone wants a good life. We want goodness, we want happiness, we want lovely conveyance, perhaps motor vehicles, homes, accessories, some designer stuff in some cases, although we are taught not to run behind labels. There is nothing wrong in having something expensive of a good quality, but not necessarily something that is a label that we become a slave of. But Allah Almighty wants us to realize you are a slave of His. It shouldn't compromise your prayer, your modesty, your levels of morality. That shouldn't be compromised. Your connection with the Almighty, your humbleness and humility, never be compromised. While you're earning in order to live a more luxurious life, you may be compromising the eternal life that is far more important. When you connect with revelation, you realize that's not how it should be. If I have lost a little bit on earth because I didn't want to do something immoral or something unacceptable, something that would earn the displeasure of Allah, it's okay, for as long as I earned the pleasure of Allah and I will get the eternal luxury. What's the point of having a beautiful conveyance here on earth, a lovely home, nice clothing, beautiful perfumes, and you look amazing and very, very beautiful or handsome on earth, but there's nothing waiting for you in the hereafter because you didn't even give from your goodness. So Allah Almighty instructs us to do a few things. And we've only mentioned the instructions. In the next episode, I want to talk about the prohibitions in the same verse. So that was verse number 90 of the surah, and I touched on verse number 97 as well. Inshallah, we will continue with this in the next episode. May Allah Almighty bless every one of us and grant us the ability to reach out to those in need so that He is pleased with us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا